Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Isaiah 33, verse 2. O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in times of trouble. A teacher of mine once said that everything is always changing, so therefore nothing is permanent. And I could see how that could be a word of hope, right? Like, this crap happening everywhere we turn won't be forever. It's just a moment, which is true. But when things are really not going well, when we're in, as Isaiah says in this verse today, times of trouble, it can seem like nothing is changing because nothing is getting better. Sometimes it feels like the wait time for better is a lot longer than advertised. The Israelites, the people of God, were not in a great place when Isaiah spoke to them. They were struggling under this weight of exile, and they were losing hope, and quickly. Now, Isaiah had just given them yet another word of condemnation. And this is their response. This verse is their cry in that moment. They are literally crying out to God in a dark, difficult, scary moment. Save us, they cry. Show us mercy. We are waiting. It's an angry cry at the same time as a plea for help, both at the same time in this one little verse. We're waiting, God, still waiting. We know you are merciful, but things are not getting better. Show us mercy. We are waiting. I don't know about you, but this is a familiar cry to me. This cry to God when it doesn't look like things are getting better. When things are not going the way we'd hoped or planned. I have said words very similar to this. These words in Isaiah just feel so painful and raw and honest. Show us mercy, God. We are waiting. And then that second part of this verse, the help, is the plea for help. Please, God, help us. Be our arm. Which seems like a weird thing to say to God, right? Be our arm. What does that even mean? Well, the Hebrew word used here is zeroah, and it means arm, literally, but it is most often used to imply strength. Be our strength. Be our salvation. This request of God is for battle fighting. We need your arm. We need your strength. It is the cry of the tired and the weary and the worn out. Be our arm. This also sounds familiar, like a cry I have uttered in my darkest moments. God, fight this for me because I have got nothing left. And not just once, God, but each morning. I'm going to need you to fight for me now and every morning. I don't have it in me to fight on my own anymore. I mean it. Be my salvation. Save me. If this all sounds familiar to you too, if you're stuck or sad or struggling or anxious or feeling like you've run out of fight, this cry is for you. It's a reminder that you are not alone. These words from the Israelites remind us that we are not alone in our despair and fear. They are the cry of the weary to our God who has promised to fight for us. And just as God stepped in and restored the kingdom and redeemed and renewed the Israelites, so too does God step in and restore and renew and redeem you. In this cry for help, there is hope. And so we can cry out knowing that our God hears us and responds. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.